Well, what if what would you say? I mean, I'm sure that you could write a book about it legitimately, but what would you say are some of the things that you've really learned from working so closely with Bill?
Oh, man. Well, I think I've learned. I don't know that I in any way conquered. He can work with people better than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, artists. And artists can be hard to work with because there's egos involved. I mean, if you don't have an ego, you'd never get up on stage. I don't care who you are. You've got an ego. Preachers that preach against ego have an ego because you wouldn't get up on stage without it.
Wow.
And but then along with that thing that forces you forward also can come some attitudes. Well, Bill can evermore. He could get all those artists in the same room, and we end up loving each other. You know, I mean, the old ones, back in the old day, they were mean to each other. I mean, when the Goodmans would be singing, somebody would mess with their sound. I mean, they were like trying to get it. Was, I think they did it to be funny, but yet it's really not funny. But they were pretty hard on each other. And I don't think they'd ever really gotten to know each other until the homecoming videos. And then once they got in the same room with each other and felt the spirit when each other would sing and knew God is up to something, those old people fell in love with each other. And I love seeing that. I love bringing people together. And I think Bill Gaither is a master at it. I also think he's a master at a program. He has it's like his brain is a filing cabinet of every possible song ever written. And he can pull anything at any time. And you never know what he's going to call next. There's no program. He's up there just winging it. It's like you go to his house and he's playing records for you. Except that the artists are actually there.